By the middle of this year, the report notes some economies had gone into recession while others were on the brink of recession. UNCTAD Secretary General Supachai Panichpati says this depressing state of affairs comes after 4 years of relatively strong growth. He says a combination of factors have conspired to create this unfortunate economic downturn.
First, it's a slowdown coming from the global fallout from the financial crisis in the U.S., Second, bursting of housing bubbles in the U.S. and in other large economies. Third, the soaring commodity prices. Fourth, increasingly restrictive monetary policies in a number of countries. And fifth, stock market volatility.
All these factors, says Supachai, have had a hand in squelching economic growth. UNCTAD expects world output to grow by around 3% this year. That is almost one percentage point less than in 2007. In the developed countries, the report says GDP growth is likely to be around 1.5%. Supachai says the short-term outlook is better for the developing world, where growth could exceed 6%. This as a result of domestic demand in some countries and because of commodity price hikes. He points to the sub-Saharan economy as a particular bright spot.
This year, it is probably the only region that will be seeing a rising rate of economic growth, which might reach 7%. This is probably one of the largest growth rates ever seen in the sub-Saharan economies. But the sad fact is that this is mainly attributable to the effects of the income from commodity export, mainly oil.
Supachai cautions this healthy growth in Africa is unlikely to do much to reduce poverty. He says little of the income from oil, the mining, and extractive sectors trickle down to the poor. And he warns fallout from the recession in rich countries and overly restrictive monetary policies in countries with high inflation could lead to a further deceleration of growth in developing nations. UNCTAD economists say greater diversification and industrial development is the best long-term strategy for reducing vulnerability to commodity price shocks. They find speculative swings in the commodity market pose a real threat to the global economy, as has been shown in the wild fluctuation in the price of oil. They recommend stricter regulations in the system of global finance to better control speculative movements. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.